Now let's talk about prescription medicine. We are joined by Daryl Munden, who is the president of RX Outreach. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us here in the Village.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to the beginning of RX Outreach and tell us how it is related, since one of our themes tonight is family, how it's related to Express Scripts and how you and Michael Holmes work together to bring RX Outreach to fruition.
Sure. So back in late 2009, Michael actually came up with his vision of taking a program that was previously a part of Express Scripts, a generic patient assistance program, and spinning it off as a separate nonprofit company. And it's amazing how quickly that plan went from just a white paper to actually execution. I met Michael on the 31st of December, and he communicated to me as he was coming out to tour the facility that this plan that he had and the vision that he had, and after submitting that to the powers to be at Express Scripts, they wholeheartedly supported it. And before you know it, we were well into, well, how do we actually make this work?
Right.
And splitting the organizations apart and becoming a separate, independent nonprofit company, which took place in October of 2010.
It really did move quickly. What I like about the story is that it seems both you and Michael prayed about RX Outreach. Tell us about the role of faith in getting this from paper to promise.
And I'm going to speak a little bit about Michael because he shared the story with me. But he, in his morning prayer time, it was something that God placed on his heart. And then when Michael, it's one thing to hear something and or you feel that you need to do something, but it's a whole nother thing to say, I'm going to step out on faith and do this.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he did. And when he spoke to me about the opportunity of coming over and being a part of this, my first desire was to pray about it as well and make sure that this is what God really wanted me to do. And after praying about it, I did get this peace and this comfort about this is really what I'm supposed to do. And we both set out on the course of, well, let's make this happen and let's do it right.
You all have often run into a little bit of disbelief. The program is so good that sometimes patients say, okay, now what's the catch? If you can get a 180-day supply of your drugs for $20, I think it's kind of fair to say, okay, wait a minute. How many pills are in there? Five? So tell us about this effort to explain that, yes, this really is the real thing.
And you're absolutely correct because it is one of those, it sounds too good to be true, but the thing about it is that it is true. And the way we do that is we, being a not-for-profit organization, the mission for us is purely to make make medication affordable. Now, nothing wrong with for-profit organizations, but obviously they have shareholders to answer to, and therefore, if they have the opportunity, they're going to be able to charge. They're going to charge a higher price. That's not our motive, and for many reasons, in the circumstances that we see people that they face in their daily lives, and the quality of their lives, we understand the need and necessity as well to be able to get them the medication at a very affordable price. We are using the same manufacturers that many others use. We're part of a group purchasing organization, so the others are buying from the same place as we're buying from, all FDA-approved medications. The only difference is the motive of us as an organization.
So how do you know if you qualify to participate in RX Outreach?
It's actually pretty straightforward. We go up to what's referred to as 300% of the federal poverty level. So for a single person, that means that they can make $35,000, almost $36,000, and qualify for the program.
Really?
To give you another barometer, yeah, absolutely. A family of four can qualify if they make up to $72,000, almost $73,000. And what they're qualifying for is access to nearly 800 different drug strengths of medication for chronic conditions, typically generic medications. But here recently, we've had the privilege of being able to work with generic pharma manufacturers and starting up patient assistance programs for them, whereby even some of those medications are being paid for them, by them, so it's free to the patient.
This is amazing. Single, you can make up to $35,000, $36,000 and still qualify. Family of four, up to $72,000 and still qualify. This is really good news to share with the village. And you have a vested interest in making sure that your neighbors and loved ones and Americans, African Americans, can have the drugs they need. And it goes back to your grandmother who suffered from heart disease.
Yes, it does. And my grandmother and I, we were very close. And when I was around 15 years old, she came to live with us. And my brother and sister, they both knew how our relationship was, and we still joke about it today. But Grandma had congestive heart failure. And when she was growing, leaving her life, she also had 13 children, which, if you can imagine, would probably be a chore for anyone. And but with that, the challenges of being able to provide food and clothing for them meant that something may not could not be taken care of, and that was partly the chronic conditions that she suffered from. As a result, she died in what I would say at a young age, in her mid 60s, and that was a an episode for me that really touched me, and in a manner so much that I wanted to do something even as I embarked on going off to college to say, is there something I can do to maybe even make a medication that treated her condition? And unfortunately, I didn't do that, but the path that I took over the next 34 years brought me to this organization, RX Outreach, where not only can I honor my grandmother, but I can help numerous other individuals all across the United States, because this program goes to all 50 states, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and it's helping people just like my grandmother, people struggling every day for trying to make different ends meet, be it the utilities, the gas in the vehicle, the groceries, whatever it may be. By helping in this particular area, we're able to help free up dollars that allow them to do things that are other necessities within their lives.
A lot of your drugs treat diseases and conditions that African Americans suffer at disproportionate rates, diabetes, high blood pressure. Tell us the impact that you're hoping RX Outreach will have in the African American community.
Well, it's quite simple. It's we want to see people be able to get the medications necessary to treat their condition so that they can improve the quality of their lives and the relationships that they have. The thing that was broken for me was the relationship with my grandmother was not fulfilled to the degree that it could have been. So what we're trying to do here is to improve and in some cases save lives in the African American community by having them be able to access medications. And just to give you an idea, some of the medications you can get a 180-day supply for $20. And I can tell you, I had an experience where I went to a retail establishment with my daughter who had fallen out of the system with insurance. And three prescriptions were over $410.
Oh, my gosh.
Three 30-day prescriptions, and I'm talking about medications that are
30-day prescriptions. My goodness, that's exorbitant. 30-day prescriptions, and they were over $400? Not very many people can afford that.
That is correct, and but that's what people are faced with when they don't have insurance. and they're paying out-of-pocket expenses, out-of-pocket for those medications, that's the reality. And it's the decision of, well, can I get X number of pills, or I'm going to go without, which is what I did. I turned to my daughter and I said, so if I wasn't able to produce an insurance card or you were not able to be covered, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Dad, I just wouldn't be able to take it.
Exactly. And that happens to so many. Happens to a lot
Absolutely.
Of people. That's their reality. But with RX Outreach, they can get 180-day supply for $20 in some cases. And finally, as we wrap up, tell us about the prescription bottle, because I love this part of the RX Outreach story.
Sure. One of the core values, and this is what this organization was founded on, it's Christian values. And the bottle cap that we send out to on every vial that we send to patients says RX Outreach, honoring God by serving others. And that's what we do. We know the plight of the people that we serve. Mm-hmm. And when they come to us, what we want to make sure we do is we provide them exceptional service, service that they don't routinely get mm-hmm. throughout the course of their lives. But coming here, they know that we're going to be treating them to the best of our ability, fair, offering prices that make it easier for them to make the equation of life, if I could call it that, mm-hmm. more easy for them to accomplish. And you know, in the eyes of many, these people that we're serving are considered the least. But we've flipped that, mm-hmm. and we want to provide them premier and exceptional service.
Well, it is an outstanding example of servant leadership. We wish you continued success with RX Outreach. Daryl Munden, president of RX Outreach, thank you for joining us in the Village and telling us this great news. We hope that so many people have heard it that you guys have to work overtime.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we will be right back.